So I'm here with Davo after a 3-0 away win in the Aldershot Senior Cup to Bagshot Lee. First things first, Davo, you must be delighted with the win and to progress into the semi-finals. I suppose the only sour note really is the fact you picked up 3 injuries.
Yeah, that is a sour note. I was expecting maybe a few niggles, but it's a bit of a shame that we've picked up 3 probably bad ones and 2 or 3 other nasty ones. Or niggly ones. Hopefully we can patch up, but you know we might be really, really bare bones Saturday. But you know it is what it is. Yeah, we've got a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday game. You just got to get on with it, haven't you? And it was a difficult game for us. You know they I don't know what it is they had against us, but you know they're obviously fired up. They've come flying into some tackles, and we've had to live up to that and stand up to that. And I thought we did that quite well on a difficult pitch. When tackles are flying in and you're landing heavy, there was a few lads landed heavy and have got swellings and stuff like that. So, yeah, you know, it was a good performance. I thought first half we looked fairly powerful in what we were doing. You know, we got the early goal from a corner. It was nice to get another set piece goal. Rob touched it in. Second goal was a good goal. Chalky got the shot off, keeper saved it, and Josh, who we'd just brought on, finished well. 2-0, should have scored 2 or 3 more in that first half, but we were quite content with 2-0 at half time. Come out the second half, and I thought we were really good second half. A lot of good football. I was a bit concerned because we were missing chance after chance. Really good gilt edge chances as well. And you think, oh, maybe you know they're going to nick something dodgy or a spawny goal or what have you. But that never looked like happening. I thought we defended well. I don't think Jordan really had a save to make all night. And eventually we got the third goal, and you know, all in all, really good result.
Yeah, and that being said, it looked from the sideline in terms of watching a very professional job done, and as I say, you must be really pleased with that. Obviously, you picked up a couple of injuries, and that will make it more difficult for Saturday. And as you said, you have had Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and it makes it hard with not a huge squad. How are you going to prepare for Saturday and I suppose then moving forward after that as well, really?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, I said to the lads tonight before the game, you know, this is our cup final, this is the game, let's not think about Saturday. You know, the league's important for us, we want to pick up as many points as we can, but you know, we had to just deal with tonight. We've dealt with tonight, we picked up 3 injuries, 3 plus a couple of injuries. And you know, we're just going to have to see what transpires between now and Saturday and who we can patch up and who we can get out there. You know, Barton, we're looking forward to the Barton game, and we want to try and pick up as many points as we can, as I said. And it's a shame that we've had this this sequence of games, and you know, we're going to have to see what we can do for Saturday.
And the positive, though, as I said, it was a professional display, and I don't know if I'm being maybe slightly unfair, but you never really looked like a team that was out of control in that game. The game was hugely composed throughout, and you never, as I say, you never looked like you were going to lose the game at all.
Yeah, I think this was as good as we've done a job on a team which is poor compared to us. And yeah, they're not really struggling in their league. They're doing okay in their league. So it was never. I didn't think it was ever going to be easy, but we made it look very, very easy with the way that we played. As I said, we were composed in what we did. We defended well, used the ball well, played the ball in good areas at times, and then the second half played some really, really good football. So, yeah, it was a perfect night in terms of performance result, but with the exception of our finishing, which was a bit lackadaisical. I thought we should have finished more chances. We should have really, really buried them out of sight. But I'll take 3-0. You know, the important thing is the 3 goals, the nil. You know, for them, you know, clean sheet is always nice, and progress through to the next round. We've got Camberley now. Played them in the final last year. It's going to be very tough. They're a very good side. I think they're probably the one side from that league, and also the Wessex League, to be honest with you, that I think are most equipped that we've played to compete in this, in the Southern League or Step 4. You know, they play to their strengths. They play some really good football in right areas, and I look forward to that game. It'll be a good game.
And you touched on the clean sheet Again, you must be delighted for Jordan. He's come in. he's not played an awful lot of football this year, and he's been more of a cup keeper. But again, he's another clean sheet. He's not had a lot to do tonight. What he has done, he's done very well. And as I say, you must be pleased for him.
Yeah, well, you know, I've got an awful lot of time for Jordan. He's a really good kid. You know, I've loaned him out a bit to Romsey, and I'm really grateful for, you know, the games he's had there. That's helped his development and helped his sharpness. And the games he's played for us, he looks, he looks every bit a decent keeper at this level. As I've said before, I think he's the best number two in the league, and that isn't to be disrespectful to Jordan. He's not a number two, if you know what I mean. He's better than that, but he knows he's improving, and he's enjoying what he's doing. We just need to try and keep pushing his development on, and you know, he is going to be pushing prices for that shirt for sure.
And any final thoughts on the game tonight?
It was good to get the result, good to get the win. Good luck to Badshot for the rest of the season, and you know, we look forward to Camberley. And first and foremost, we look forward to Saturday and seeing what we can do there. It's going to be difficult, you know, but Barton will be desperate to get some sort of revenge from what we did up there, and you know, they're much better than that than the result we got up there. They've just won the their county cup, so they're going to be buzzing. They beat a league above side, so yeah, it's going to be difficult, but yeah, we look forward to it.
Well, congratulations on tonight. Best of luck in the next round, and best of luck for Saturday.
Thank you, mate.